air. WLAK 1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Beijing telling reporters about his meeting with China's President Xi.
I came to Beijing to strengthen high-level channels of communication, to make clear our positions and intentions in areas of disagreement, and to explore areas where we might work together when our interests align on shared transnational challenges. And we did all of that.
Their face-to-face lasted more than 30 minutes. A gathering in Galveston, Texas, to mark Juneteenth, Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee.
Until one acknowledges the deepness and the depth of one's history, one can never lift up and heal and repair and join and take hands together.
Slaves there were the last to learn the Emancipation Proclamation had been signed. A search and rescue mission is underway off the coast of Newfoundland for a submersible carrying five people going to view wreckage of the Titanic. This is ABC News. Two children are dead and their mother arrested after allegedly having them run into highway traffic in San Diego County.
On Sunday evening, two children were hit by traffic on a highway in the town of Vista. Highway 78 was busy with cars. The California Highway Patrol says their mother, 33-year-old Sandra Ortiz, is now under arrest for DUI, that she allegedly pulled over on the highway because luggage fell off of their SUV. The children got out of the car to get the luggage on the highway. The 10-year-old boy and 16-year-old girl were hit and killed by a Nissan Sentra on the highway. Charges against Ortiz include vehicular manslaughter and DUI. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The heat is on in Texas. San Antonio hospitals are seeing heat-related illnesses on the rise. Triple-digit temperatures continue at least through Thursday. And in North India, nearly 100 people died over the past few days due to a severe heat wave. People over 60 are asked to stay indoors during the day. Rena Roy, ABC News.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
Here's what you need to know in Western Wisconsin. Good morning, I'm Jimmy Cuska. A person is dead after being shot by law enforcement in Vernon County Friday night. The Wisconsin Department of Justice said that two Vernon County Sheriff's deputies were sent to a home near Genoa when they noticed someone leaving in a car. After stopping the car, the person tried to drive away from the deputies, with one of them hanging on to the side of the vehicle. The other deputy then shot and killed the person trying to get away, according to a release. The shooting is under investigation. This weekend, the Republican Party of Wisconsin held its state convention in La Crosse. Notable speakers included Senator Ron Johnson and Representative Derek Van Orden. Delegates supported a resolution to enforce Wisconsin's abortion ban, which was written into statute in 1849. Johnson suggested that a referendum should be held on the issue to see what the state's residents want to happen. And Enbridge has 3 years to close parts of its oil pipeline across parts of the Bad River Reservation. A federal judge made the ruling citing environmental risks and also ordered the company to pay the tribe over $5 million. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Summer has finally arrived in Wisconsin, and it's time to make your brand shine. Become a weather sponsor in the month of June and take advantage of a very special offer. Buy one weather sponsorship for just $75 and get a second sponsorship free. Yup, FOGO. That's 20 ads per day for 2 days every hour. This weather sponsorship buy one, get one offer absolutely ends on June 30th. Call now, 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. It's FOGO. 608-949-8989.
Apple pie, fireworks, parades, red, white, and blue. Civic Media loves 4th of July, and we hope you do too. Would your business benefit from reaching hundreds of thousands of radio listeners? Show your American pride by helping sponsor radio promos, celebrating Independence Day, listing safe fireworks displays, and honoring military veterans. If your business would like to be involved, email your name and phone number to info@civicmedia.com.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show for your Monday. Good to be with you, Matt and Patrick, here today. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. A lot to get together. We're guest-free. But a lot to get to today. I got a big issue I got to get to today because it's been pretty funny to watch. You know, when you strike close to what's really going on with the Republican, when they go ballistic. And I have had a moment here where I clearly was correct about them. And I'll explain that here in just a second. Patrick, how are you today, my friend?
Doing all right. It's been this weekend I was a little disappointed. I won't name the place, but there was a pizza joint locally that had gotten some big-time attention, and I was just not impressed with it.
Ah. Don't you hate? I've had that, too. And you always will ask the question, because I always have friends who will go there. It's like, no, it really is good. So was I really there on a bad time or not? Here's my mentality. I've done that before. I've gone back a second time. Garbage. You know, and just some people's tastes are different. And I think that's the case. You got to watch a sucky Twins team that's basically canned. How about, I'm sorry, that game yesterday was brutal. Bases loaded, no outs in the eighth, you're down by two. Two of your big guns, Gallo and Buxton, strikeouts. Buxton strikes out looking. In the ninth inning, two of the batters strike out looking. What are you guys doing, man? Come on. Fire the batting coach. You got to fire the batting coach at this point. I was out at Hopkins Pride. Pride Festival is going on all over the place. We had the Golden Valley one we talked about for a while. Minneapolis is this weekend, right?
Yep, that's right.
So we were. I was out there. I saw you out there. We were having a good time, man.
Yeah, it was a beautiful. It was the inaugural Hopkins Pride Festival. So only about a block long, but certainly a very packed block full of people. I think, as you and I were talking before the show, turnout was better than they expected, so we think they'll be back.
Oh, I think they're for sure going to be back. The food trucks were selling out of everything. There's your first sign. You know that things are going well when the food trucks are pretty much, you get up there and it's only been going on for like 2 hours and over half the menu is no longer available. You know that's a good sign.
I have a funny story about one of the food trucks. It was from Del Sur, which sells Argentinian empanadas. And there was a guy behind me, and he was trying to figure out the cuisine of the food truck. And he looks, there was a map mural on the side of the truck. And he goes, oh, Buenos Aires, Brazilian. And I had to hold everything to not turn around and be like, you want to try again?
I don't know if you, that's... I might not be the smartest guy in the planet, but no, that's not right. By the way, I love a good empanada. Man, the rise of empanada stores in Neston is great. It was fun. The drag show. Did you see any of the drag show?
Yeah, saw some of the folk duo that came on after.
Two.
That was it was a good good environment. Good, a lot of good stuff.
I saw Sim One, who was out there, a fantastic pop electronica artist, and she is fantastic. I was listening. I went up to her. Actually, I said, "What song are you playing?" She goes, "It's mine." I'm like, "You're kidding me!" She was brilliant. I loved her. Then they had a drag show. Who doesn't like a drag show? They're an absolute freaking hoot, man. Why are you so uptight, guys? Drag shows are a blast. My wife had never been to one. To give you an idea of how modern this world of hate is towards drag shows, I worked in Bemidji, and at a big event there was a drag show that was happening, and no one batted a freaking eye. As a matter of fact, the tent we were in was packed. No one batted an eye. Absolutely not. This is back in the 90s. No one cared. No one cared. Today, it's, you know, I posted some pictures and immediately got, you know, Thiefer of Falls and Rozo guy coming, you get a sitters. I'm like, dude, just shut up. They're fun. If you can't enjoy the music of a drag show, then you just can't enjoy anything. The music is phenomenal. The dancing is fantastic. It was a good time. And a salute to some of the performers coming in from Des Moines, I believe it was, as well as Minneapolis, including some of the Minneapolis royalty on the drag show circuit there. So good to have you there. Had a blast. Had an absolute blast. It was a good time. And I was... It really does show me, considering the entire concept there is peace and love and welcoming. And the other side of this, and if I may take a quick second here, I came home from Pride in Hopkins on Saturday afternoon, and I went and immediately saw three social media posts which basically went down the same path. Which were, they're all sinners. They're all going to burn in hell. Jesus hates them. And I just sort of like, okay, on one side, it is a very stark difference. On one side, you have people out having a good time, dancing, singing, applauding, smiling. On the other side, you have people screaming. Aah! And if I can... This is just a quick little side note to the Christian faiths out there. You want to know what the biggest threat to Christianity is? It's that. Because no one wants a church where all it is hate this person, hate this person, hate this person. And that's what, frankly, is Christianity on social media now. It's not love, it's not welcoming, it's not compassion, it's hate, 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 hate. And having that happen where it was like, whoa, really? It doesn't surprise you. It should not surprise you that acceptance and welcoming and compassion towards the LGBTQIA+ community is such an important thing. And increasing in popularity, while churches are seeing fewer and fewer people get in the pews. Because if all your religion is hate, 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 that's not Christianity. That's not Jesus. It's not. It's not. You are completely ignoring Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You are. You have to go with that attitude. And you shouldn't be, because that's the story of Jesus. That's the guy that makes all Christians Christian. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John should matter to you. It is. It was just such a jarring thing to post some pictures. Had a great time at Hopkins Pride. Blah, 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 blah. And by the way, can I tell you what a hoot it is to have so many people on social media whose bio includes Christian, 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 and talking about blankety you, Matt McNeil, blankety, blankety, blankety. Like, wow, so Christian. Wow. They weren't saying blankety. Okay, they just FYI, it was more colorful language. There's a SpongeBob episode about it. It's a hoot. Needless to say, no, no, no. You guys got to figure this out, because that's the biggest face you see of Christianity today is hate, 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 and that's all you see on social media is hate. And that's, you know, you had a chance to rein this stuff in. And guess what you didn't do? You didn't really rein it in. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205 is the phone number. Let's see. One second here. I have to send. I know this might sound like it's really kind of weird, but I got to send something here. One second here. I know. It's kind of one of those things. I got family members that are trying to get access to things, and nowadays, half of these things you can only do you can only do, you know, within like 10 minutes. And so like, for some reason, I'm only one registered on this and I have to get the code over.
Don't they know you're busy right now?
No, I mean, really, am I busy? Am I? No, I mean, we've all seen this show, haven't we? We have. We have. Hopefully that worked. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. So, this morning, I was made aware of a post by, one of my favorite former, local news people, who, of course, has happened to be married to a big bear of a man whose police department has been ripped to shreds, in the last, week or so because of that DOJ report. I know. This would be Liz Collin. Used to be was Channel 4, wasn't it? She was in Channel 4 for a long time?
I believe it was Channel 4, yeah.
And, of course, once again, one of the reasons why her name popped up a few times in my timeline before this morning was because that she's the husband, or she's the wife of Bob Kroll. And Bob Kroll's, if you have not read that report from the DOJ, and I'll talk more about that coming up in the second hour today. If you have not read that, my God, is that just a holy, it far worse than you'd ever dream it was. Far worse. The video she posted, and I do not encourage people to go see it because I'm just not a big fan of sensationalism, is the story that we've been covering, a lot of people have been covering over the last few days, and that is the tragic death of the five women in the car on Lake Street as Derek John Thompson, the son of former state representative John Thompson, allegedly, I mean, he'll have his day in court or whatever the case will be, but allegedly drove down at incredibly high speeds, blasted into this car and killed all five women inside the car. A very horrible thing. Now, I am not a fan of sensationalism. I just am not. I learned my lesson on that. I used to post things that were a little more sensationalized. And I learned my lesson. I don't want to necessarily get into that now, but it's kind of one of those things where I said, you know what? You're right. There's no value here in posting. There just isn't, outside of, you know, sensationalism. It's the only two groups of people this video really needs to be shown to are people who are huge fans of things like Faces of Death. You remember those, that series of movies from the 80s? I think they were 80s, where basically it was people dying on camera. And I remember even back then when I was a kid, I had a friend, it's like, I got this video, you got to see this. And we went over there and started watching. And it's like, after like 2 minutes, we're like, okay, we're out of here. I'm not here to watch a bunch of people die. But there are some people that love that, and in the same sense, it's the same kind of people that when someone shoots up a school, runs out really quick and gets the exact same gun that was used by the gunman, and then puts it up on the wall and says, well, that's the gun that they used to kill. That's the type of gun they used to kill all those kids. Look at it. Look at it. And you're like, wow, you're broken, man. The other side are people that are trying to push a narrative. And one of the things with Liz Collins when she posted this video out here is that, you know, she very clearly stated this was former DFL state rep John Thompson's kid, Derek John Thompson. Now, I, through the weekend, as the story has been very clear that, you know, the driver, in this case, Derek John Thompson, needs to be arrested, charged with a crime. And as a matter of fact, I've been very critical. Do not give him one of these lighter sentences. He just murdered five women. And I don't know what the punishment would be. Someone said, can you charge him with mass murder? I said, I don't think there's actually a crime of mass murder. I thought it was vehicular homicide. I think that's what they get. Isn't that what they get the drunk drivers on, is vehicular homicide? I think it is. I don't know. I don't know if murder, a direct murder charge would be the case here because of the car being involved. I don't know what the deal is. Needless to say, I think it seems like a fairly open and shut case, and indeed that they would have to, you know, I think you have to throw the book at the guy. That's not about this. This is not about whether or not you report the story. Of course you report the story. This is a tragedy. This is an absolute tragedy. My criticism is solely about whether you play the video. And I brought up the point, and one of the things that you will see a lot in crime and how crime is covered, when there's a black criminal arrested, what's the picture they put with the story? Big mugshot of the black guy. That's what they like to do. It is stunning when you start keeping track of it, how often a white guy is arrested for a crime and they don't put the white guy's picture up there, even though they got the mugshot. They'll put a picture of a police car or something like that, just a generic car thing. And I know some of the people that report crime, and I know that it's not that they're necessarily racist. It's just I think this is the standard what it is. This is how crime is reported. It's got to be about the black person when that crime is there. And so I made the point, I don't think Liz Collins would post this video if this was not five Somali women getting killed down on Lake Street, but say five white elderly women getting killed over by the Galleria. And I guarantee you, if this was the son of a former Republican congressman, that the coverage of it would be bizarrely different coming from the right. It would be, you would have people who would be, it would basically be there saying, you know, first of all, don't rush to judgment, Matt. Everyone deserves their day in court. Just because there's video footage doesn't mean you should there. And you shouldn't release the video footage because you have to concern yourself with the families, their privacy. Why would you release this footage? It's just horrible. You're a horrible person. Now, I would not want the video footage released necessarily of the five white women getting killed in Edina, in the same sense as I'm not a big fan of the video footage of the five women being killed in Minneapolis being released either. It's sensationalism. It does not do anything. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to take a good chunk of this hour to talk about this, because what's been amazing is by me calling this out, it clearly is something that the right in this city wants to only focus on. They could be the psychopaths that just love faces of death stuff. But the Republicans want to focus on this because it's black people crime in Minneapolis. And of course, there is the DFL, the former DFL congressman's kid involved. And when I pointed that out, boy, did they go freaking nutsoid. Let me explain that when I do come back. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
I'm Mary T. of the Mary T. Family of Companies. Our new Camellia Rose Assisted Living and Memory Care is a bold reimagining of what assisted living can be. Our emphasis is on creative meals, outdoor walking paths, and a spectrum of restorative therapies and activities. We are founded on a history of care. We are dedicated to enriching lives. Learn more about Camellia Rose Assisted Living and Memory Care by visiting MaryTInc.com.
Tune in this Saturday morning right here on AM 950 for the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show from 7 to 8 a.m. We're discussing how you can grow watermelon in your backyard, as well as what to do with all that zucchini that you soon will be harvesting. Our guest is bird expert Laura Elkerson, and we'll answer your garden questions. That's all this Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. right here on AM 950. Tell a friend and let's grow together.
Hey, it's Tom. Going solar is a great way to save on energy costs. By using the sun to power your house, you can feel good about an investment that will last for years. All Energy Solar is a locally trusted turnkey solar installer that's been around since 2009. They provide custom designs and quality installations of solar panel systems that work for your energy needs. One of the best parts about going solar is it's an investment that can pay for itself. Your system can pay back 100% of the installation cost in as little as 8 years. Plus, a system from All Energy Solar can pay back over 300% of its cost over its lifetime. There's also many tax incentives and rebates available, and the experts at All Energy Solar can walk you through the entire process to make sure you're saving as much as possible. So go green, both financially and environmentally, with All Energy Solar. Get a free, no-obligation assessment from All Energy Solar by calling 800-620-3370 or visiting allenergysolar.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show. Well, so once again, I want to reiterate where we started with this, and then I'll get to where the Republicans wanted to go with it. Number one is clearly the driver of this car, who happens to be, you know, former Representative John Thompson's son, apparently, if found guilty, should be going to jail for the rest of his life, undeniably. This is a horrible crime. It is a tragedy. This is, by all means, should be reported, and their names would be out there with solemn remorse and all our best to the families out there. The question here is solely about whether or not you should have released the footage of the car accident, and whether or not would the same people who are out there saying, see, look at this. If this was a video of five white women in a diner getting killed by a car, would they release it? And I firmly believe, no, they wouldn't. They would not. They would, out of respect for the families, out of respect for the families, we have to leave this alone. I honestly do think that. Clearly, I touched a nerve, because not only did I get troll, right-wing troll nation, and once again, you got to remember, for Liz Collin and Bob Kroll are like right-wing royalty in this state, especially in outstate Minnesota. They're kind of right-wing royalty. So how dare you? How dare you, Matt McNeil? How dare you? And so got some of that. I also had the troll boys, a.k.a. the Republican Party of Minnesota's politicians that are in St. Paul, chime in on this. Because once again, most Republicans today seem to be more want to be an internet troll than actually be a representative or a senator. I am pretty stunned by that one myself. That being said, so let's go through the responses that I got, because the first one was obviously that you want him to be innocent. You're sitting there defending him. You're defending the driver, these poor innocent people. Now, okay, poor innocent people. The same group of Republicans who cannot stand minority populations of Minneapolis. They cannot. When a tornado hit Minneapolis, you proudly did not send in basic state aid, saying they need to pull themselves up by their own bootstraps as you ship that money into outstate Minnesota. You guys could not, when the Feeding Our Future scandals happened, you guys could not help but let me read the names of the people that stole the money. And even had some write-os talking about how the money went to warlords in foreign countries. And even when we had the Uber Lyft law there, you were talking about those people should just be grateful for what they've got. How dare you inconvenience me? That sort of mentality. But now all of a sudden, because it's John, and let's just cut the crap. The reason why they're pushing this video is because it's John Thompson's son, and they can say, DFLer kid kills five. That's why they're doing it. That's why they're doing it. That's why, and Liz Collins thinks that was prominent in the Twitter feed. Because we got to make sure we understand exactly who is there. And it's not like, and I'll get to this in a little bit, it's not like there haven't been Republicans who there are is clearly video footage of them committing crimes that you could not basically go out there and demand, but I yet don't hear that demand. Now, once again, the first Republican argument was, we care about the inner city people, which is a laughing stock. The Republican policy has been to vilify the Twin Cities as much as possible. So, no. Two, the Republicans try to imply that I didn't want to talk about the story, which I'd actually posted twice already on my social media timelines, I believe, at least once for sure. I thought I had posted twice about it. And very, very clearly called for very harsh sentencing against the person found guilty. So that was not the case. I was not trying to cover for any DFLer. I was only talking about the fact that the reason why this sensationalized video was out there was because it involved basically, you could either say a crime involving black people, or because a DFLer's kid was involved, a former DFLer's kid was involved. That was not the case. I'm not trying to bury the story. I'm not trying to hide the story. I'm being very blunt. I want harsh charges. But then came the, you know what, Matt? We're concerned about the victims. We're concerned about the victims. You are? So I want to ask you something here. I want you to explain this to me. How is releasing this video good for the victims? Or, God forbid, the victims' families? Tell me exactly how. I mean, we have pretty much every news outlet in town covering the news story. So everyone's talking about 4 or 5 people getting killed by a reckless driver who happened to be John Thompson's son. Pretty much everyone's talking about it. So why do you think releasing the video footage is somehow good for the victims and their families? It's not. As a matter of fact, if anything, it's insanely insensitive for the victims and their families. And this was my point originally. If it was 5 white women in a diner, the media would have stopped and said, okay, do we really want to be this insensitive and post this video of these women getting killed in a suburban setting? No, we shouldn't. That's pretty insensitive. We shouldn't do that. So in turn, that's the problem. You guys basically, it's like video game footage. You're not really concerned about your GTA. You're not really concerned about the victims. You just like the sensationalization of the story, whether that's because the victims are black, the criminal is black, or the fact that there's a DFL connection. That's my point. And as you guys all sit there like, we would post this, that's when things get crazy. You basically can't sit and try to argue that you've been for posting this when it's incredibly clear you guys don't want a lot of video posted, especially when it makes right-wing areas look bad or Republicans look bad. You're not. And this is part of the hypocrisy as well. I'll talk more about that when I do come back. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. We'll take a break. Come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Turn to Auto Technical with your vehicle donation. We have families waiting for a car. You know, over 85% of unemployed are successful in finding and keeping a job if they have dependable transportation. A car plus a job equals a life changed. 612-919-5526. We have families waiting for a car. 919-5526 or autotech.org.
Pentair Management Company in Golden Valley, Minnesota seeks a collaboration solutions manager to analyze, program, and configure end user systems. The collaboration solutions manager will design and implement quality SharePoint solutions ranging from team collaboration site to enterprise scale SharePoint environments. This position requires a bachelor's degree in computer science, engineering, or related field plus 5 years experience in SharePoint administration or development. Alternatively, a master's degree in computer science, engineering, or related field plus 3 years experience in SharePoint administration or development is acceptable. In lieu of a bachelor's degree plus 5 years experience, must have authority to work permanently in the United States. Mail resumes to Pentair, job code CSM0922, attention J. Warner, 5500 Wyzetta Boulevard, Suite 900, Golden Valley, Minnesota, 55416. That's Pentair job code CSM0922, attention J. Warner, 5500 Wyzetta Boulevard, Suite 900, Golden Valley, Minnesota, 55416.
Hi, Matt McNeil for Rudy Luther Toyota. You've heard me talk about the Rudy Luther Toyota We Buy program. Now hear from someone who's actually done it, me. Our kid's car, the 2006 Toyota Sienna, served us well for 17 years, but it was finally time to say goodbye. The We Buy program is really simple. I gave them some basic information, we set up an appointment, and after a quick verification, they gave me an estimate and a check, and they made me a generous offer. It was that fast. See for yourself. Try the Rudy Luther Toyota We Buy program at RudyLutherToyota.com.
Are your remote workers putting your company at risk? Not sure what steps to take to secure your data? Hi, Mark Sommerfeld from Rimark. The Rimark team is guiding our clients through these difficult times. In fact, demand has been so high, we created an easy-to-follow guide with the 5 steps to securely work from home. It's yours free. Download our 5 steps to securely work from home now at RimarkIT.com or call 651-328-8900 for a no-cost how-to discussion.
With a look at your AM 950 weather, I'm Patrick Lilia. Sunshine through the afternoon with a high of 90, then tonight clear with a low of 70. The locally owned Vinaigrette has been offering the finest olive oils and vinegars since 2009. That's Vinaigrette, Xerxes Avenue and 50th Street in Minneapolis, or at VinaigretteMN.com.
So, I once again criticize Liz Collin for posting this because I don't see the value in doing it. It's sensationalism. I highly doubt that they would post if this was a crime where 5 women, white women from Edina were killed, that if they had the video of the actual moment of the crash, aka the deaths, that they would not be showing that either, because, you know, that's just, they would have thought about that a little bit with more of Edina. And that's just kind of the mentality I have. And I mean, I'm sorry, considering how many times I see a story where there's a crime and an African-American's the suspect, the African-American mugshot is right there. When it's a white guy, it generally is not there. There is this tone. And this is kind of, and once again, this is feeds into this, things are horrible, things are bad in the city. And they love when they see violence like this. They love the fact that a DFLer is involved. And so I criticize. I don't think that this was a valid thing to post. And I want to make sure. There was a story a few years ago. The girl from the bus that was getting off in a bus in Edina, I think it was, and a car hit her. And there's video footage of that leaked. And I'm like, no. I wouldn't want that either. You know, you don't know who's seeing the video. You don't know who's seeing it. And, you know, first of all, it's kind of sick that if you want to see something like this, but this is my standard. Once again, this is my standard. I'm the one that's coming at you saying it's kind of creepy to do this, as all these Republicans are just like, no, it's not. It's a really good idea. So I have the standard. I just don't post violent stuff like this. That being said, one of the things I find to be hilarious is of course they try to say, I'm trying to dismiss this. I'm not. They're trying to say, I can't report on it. No, of course you should report on it. That Thompson is innocent. No, I've said, if the guy is guilty, throw the book at him. Then they come back and they say, well, it's because we're advocating for the victims. I said, how in the world does showing this video advocate for the victims? Which it doesn't. It just basically, as a matter of fact, if anything, it's anti-victim. It surely is anti-victim's family. So I don't know if that's a good thing. But then it comes down to this argument. And once again, I didn't like it posted because I don't believe in the faces of death kind of mentality. You know, I think that the main reason that you guys are sensationalizing this is because you can bring in former DFLer into the discussion. I think that's a lot of it right there. I think you could care less about Somali Americans. I think you could care less about the people of Minneapolis. I think this is mainly about, you know, the enjoyment of being able to throw the former DFL in the news story. That's kind of the mentality I have towards it. At least that's what it feels like to me, especially when you look at some of the responses and some of the trolls I've had to deal with today. And at the end of the day, I'm a Christian, and I don't think that this is a good thing, man. I just don't. And I mean, that's just me. You do or don't do whatever it is you do or don't want to do. I still am a Christian, and I don't think that there's any joy or grandiose nature of vilifying people like that, or vilifying a situation like this by showing the gratuitous violence that goes with it. So then came a new argument they were making, that this is about, this is news, Matt. Of course we cover the news, Matt. Come on, it's news, Matt. Why would we cover the news, Matt? Oh, okay. Now, once again, the news is being covered here. I mean, everyone's talking about this accident. The news is being covered here. So if this is your standard, that's when I started asking the question, well, is it really about the news? Because once again, your standard is it doesn't matter how violent it is. It doesn't matter how gratuitous it is. It doesn't matter how grotesque it is. The video footage, as if it released, should be released to the public. Well, were you out there when Gregory Ulrich was out there and he shot up the hospital in Buffalo? Because I guarantee you there's video footage of that. There's a hospital. There are video cameras and security cameras everywhere. Were you out there demanding that? Because if you're demanding that this video get shown, then you should have been out there demanding the video footage of Gregory Ulrich shooting up the hospital in Buffalo should as well be released. That's just news. This is your argument. This is not my argument. This is your argument. It's news. There's a story today. Three people, a tragic accident out in West Central Minnesota. Head-on crash. According to State Patrol, a crash involved a BMW 328 sedan and a Dodge Caravan that were driving in opposite directions on County 2 in Kandiyohi County. Per the crash report, the driver of the BMW was southbound in County Road 2. The driver and passenger of the caravan were northbound when they collided about a quarter mile north of 240th Avenue Northeast. All three victims died in the crash. Their ages and identities have not been released. Well, I mean, this is news. Under your argument, it doesn't matter how grotesque and ill-violent. I guarantee the police cars are going to have cameras on the cars, probably cameras on the body cams. You should be out there demanding. This is your argument. This is your argument. This is not my argument. Your argument is all news should be shared. So I'm presuming you're out there doing it. You're not? You didn't demand the Ulrich case get... Okay. So you're hypocrites. This is not about... I mean, if it was truly about all this video footage being released, well, then you should be out there demanding it happen. The fact that you're not, the fact that you only seem to be interested in this case, whether it's because, you know, you can use it to sell a narrative of dangerous big city or, you know, former DFL or kid, that seems to be on you. I had some people as well, because I started using the argument that, well, imagine if it was a former Republican kid killing five white women in a suburb. And they said, we would be for covering this if it was. Like there was some high ground that they're trying to obtain through the smirks and smudges. Yeah. Anton Lazaro. If you are for covering this, then you should have demand the release of Anton Lazaro, the security cameras, at least the security cameras in the lobby and in the main public areas of his condo building where he was trafficking girls. Once again, an issue you guys say is near and dear to your heart. We're for stopping trafficking of children. Okay. Here was a person that was trafficking children. Here was news. Here was a Republican doing it. How many times did you ask for that video footage to be released? You didn't? Oh, okay. How about in the case of Matt Grossel? Grossel, he's been a repeat offender. Minnesota lawmaker, this is from February, I think, of this year. Former state law enforcement officer was arrested in 2019 after drunk and belligerent behavior at a St. Paul hotel and hospital, was arrested on suspicion of drunk driving under the influence earlier this month. Grossel from Clearbrook was arrested last weekend in Clearwater County on suspicions of driving under the influence. His arraignment was scheduled for March 15th. State Patrol report, the Northwestern Minnesota shows the trooper stopped Grossel, 57, shortly before 1 a.m. last Saturday. He was driving a Chevrolet Silverado at 71 miles per hour in a 55 zone in Pine Lake Township. The trooper noticed evidence of alcohol impairment, and Grossel's blood alcohol level was measured to be 0.15, so twice the legal limit. Nearly twice. According to the report, he was cited for fourth-degree DWI and released to a sober party. The Minnesota lawmaker and former law enforcement officer who was arrested in 2019 after drunk and belligerent behavior at a St. Paul hotel and hospital was arrested and suspicion of driving under the influence earlier this month. So, here you have. You have a case where he was in 2019. He was in a hospital and in a hotel, and I guarantee you there's got to be security cam footage of all of those, both those incidences. And let alone the security cam coverage of both the police officer's vehicle as probably his body cam in the case up in the earlier case this year of the DWI. All you Republicans who insist, we want news covered. We want all the footage released. We wouldn't stop if a Republican was there. Well, how often have you asked for this footage to be released? Oh, you haven't? Oh, that's right, because you're massive freaking hypocrites. It's massive hypocrites. So let's run where we're at right now. So their argument was that I don't want to talk about the story. That's not true. I've got plenty of evidence to back me up there. That they were advocating for the victims and the victims' families. That wasn't true. That they basically would always want all news reported, which the video, if there's video of it, to be released, which is not true. That they would cover this equally if this was a Republican in this video, that they would demand that video released as well. That's not true. So where do we end up next? Well, of course, they will. So I did have one person who put on an interesting point, and I actually thought about this quite a bit. He said, well, wait a minute here. What about George Floyd? And he said, the Potter, the shooting up in Brooklyn Park, Dante Wright. He said, what makes those not sensationalism? You know, those were covered dramatically. And he said, and I said to a point, you know what? He's right. But here's the difference. In the case of George Floyd, what was the original police report? The reason why this story exploded was because, it was a counterfeit thing and he had a medical seizure and they attended to him and he died on the scene. And then the video comes out contradicting the police's official statement on this. And henceforth, the video then becomes part of the news cycle. Specifically, in Dante Wright, I think there's a little bit more of a fairer comparison in that, because I think that you could probably just go away. And matter of fact, if I remember correctly, I said in the Dante Wright shooting, you know, they've released the video of the body cam of the shoot of Potter and shooting Dante Wright. And I said, don't look at it. It's not good. It's not a good thing. And you kind of got the idea. And as a matter of fact, I did say that you kind of got the idea from just the story that a police officer accidentally shot somebody and murdered them. You don't have to necessarily see the video footage. So I think in the case of George Floyd, it is different because it became part of the story. The video itself became part of the story. Dante Wright, I think there's a legitimate argument. Should we have released the body cam footage? I think the police up there were very quick to release it because they didn't want people thinking they were trying to hide something. But at the same time, did you really need to? I don't know. I think that there is a bit of a fair argument here. There's also something going on here that I want to talk about, because there is there's an element here that we need to kind of talk about a little bit, and that is the fact that this video footage, I had the next thing that came up, the next right-wing troll talking point was, this is MnDOT footage, Matt. They released all MnDOT footage. It actually wasn't MnDOT footage. Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara said his department is investigating the unauthorized release of Metro Transit video showing the collision late Friday that killed five people in one of the vehicles. Five young women had just left Carmel Hall after being henna applied for their friend's wedding. They were killed by Derek John Thompson of Brooklyn Park. And by the way, I want to make sure I mention, every Republican says, no one's saying Derek John Thompson. Every story since yesterday has been talking about Derek John Thompson. So, no, like I said, that tells me this is more about the DFL being attached to the story than anything else. Thompson was apprehended and sued after the crash, taken to HCMC to be tested for drug and alcohol use. He remains hospitalized under police guard as of midday Monday and awaits charges that could be filed as soon as Tuesday. In the five-second video, which has been viewed more than 570,000 times since it went live Saturday, Thompson can be seen speeding in the 2023 Cadillac Escalade SUV from the Interstate 35W exit ramp, slamming into the victim's Honda Civic as it headed west on Lake Street. The SUV weighed roughly twice as much as the vehicle it hit. In the statement released on Sunday night, O'Hara called the premature release of the video very concerning. The chief said police do not know who shared the Metro Transit surveillance video to be posted online, but will continue an internal review along with Metro Transit PD to try to determine the source. It was also review, consider policy changes to limit how video of evidentiary value may be received from an outside agency members of the MPD. O'Hara also voiced concern about city official other than someone affiliated with the department disclosing that Thompson was the person suspected of causing the crash. So you have both the camera, the video footage actually wasn't MnDOT and they release it. This was with, in this case, it was the video footage coming from the bus, Metro Transit bus. That wasn't supposed to be released. That is not released. So there's part of me, and once again, that was the thing. It's like, well, of course, this video is released. You got to release it because it's MnDOT. Well, it wasn't MnDOT. And as a matter of fact, Chief O'Hara is actually investigating who released the video, which brings me to another part of this, which I think we have to kind of discuss, which is there's clearly some element within law enforcement in Hennepin County that are looking to basically push a right-wing narrative. And I think in the wake of the DOJ's dismantling of the Minneapolis police and their atrocious behavior for the last 8 years or so, that they got this video footage and got it to Liz Collin. I mean, that's at least what it seems like, because someone seems to have leaked the footage. Or got it to someone, and Liz Collin eventually linked it. I don't know exactly the timeline there, but, I mean, needless to say, it's now on a right-wing journalist's Twitter feed. And it reminded me of Rebecca Brannon, who, once again, exposed a lot of the faults within the Minnesota GOP. But then, remember, Brannon was part of that expose on Hutch's car that was in the MnDOT impound lot. And people were like, okay, how in the world does a journalist able to drive into an impound lot and see a vehicle that clearly seemed to be staged for a photo opportunity in the impound lot? And I think that this is clearly part of the problem, is that there are people that are cherry picking the news to shift to very specific news outlets or news venues to drive a very specific narrative, which once again calls into my point being right that this is absolute bull. That this isn't about the victims, and it isn't about the crime, and it isn't about reporting the news, and it isn't about anything. It's about basically trying to get Minnesota DFL in there as a way to basically vilify the process. And that if this was white people in suburbia, they wouldn't be covering it. As a matter of fact, my guess would be if there was a bus that had footage of the accident, that the police would, well, we don't want to release that footage. That might not sit well with the wealthy people of this suburb. We don't want to do that. So I stand by my bit. I stand by my assessment. I think that the reason why would this video be released if this was white people in suburbia being killed? I don't think so. And every single argument I have heard today from absolute trash Republican trolls, I've been able to knock down because their own standards show that this is just garbage. They try to find some, I'm standing on this noble ledge. You're not on a ledge. You're falling, dude. And it's somewhat hilarious how easily you guys are to knock down because you're just inconsistent. You don't want all news footage released. You sure don't all want all news footage of Republicans released. And the question I have is whether or not, you know, is there something going on here in regards, because O'Hara's investigating this, how this video footage got out is a question. Now, I'm not saying it was leaked necessary to Liz Collin, but she got it now up on her Twitter feed. And if you read the comments there, definitely a narrative. So there is another element to this, which I find to be very interesting. I'll come back to this in just a second. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. We'll take a break. Come on back. The Matt McNeil Show on AM 950.
This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, weekdays at 5 p.m. On our show, you'll hear about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. Weekly correspondents like Dr. Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake update us with the latest news from Turtle Island. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues. Listen weekdays at 5 p.m. or watch the show on Native Roots Radio social media accounts. Ho-wah!
You hear a lot about Rudy Luther Toyota's hybrid cars, but maybe you're asking yourself, are they worth it? Let me say from experience, absolutely. I have a Toyota Sienna hybrid, and the proof is in the gas tank. Before my hybrid, I was filling up my tank once a week. Now it's consistently every 2 weeks. I did the math, and my hybrid is saving me over $1,000 every year. And the Toyota hybrids are some of the most stylish and comfortable vehicles you'll ever drive. Now's the time to get a Toyota hybrid. Set up a time to test drive one today at Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Attention all loons. Crooner's Supper Club is hosting the first annual Loons on the Lake Comedy Festival June 21st through 24th with 40 comedians from all across the country entered into a $10,000 comedy competition. See star performances from comedy legend Jimmy Walker from Good Times, Jamie Kennedy from Scream 1 and 2, Erica Rhodes from HBO, and Don McMillan, the PowerPoint comedian from America's Got Talent. Check out the fun at loonsonthelake.com or stop by Crooner's off Moore Lake and Highway 65. That's June 21st through 24th. loonsonthelake.com.
Tune in for Philosophy Talk, the program that questions everything.
Except your intelligence.
Coming up, can art save us?
You really think movies are going to solve climate change?
I don't know, Ray. Haven't you seen An Inconvenient Truth?
Haven't you seen all those gas-guzzling cars in The Fast and the Furious? That's what people are actually watching.
That truth is a bit inconvenient.
Can art save us? Next time on Philosophy Talk.
Philosophy Talk, every Sunday at 8 a.m. on AM 950.
AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, is the Matt McNeil Show. I think one of the things, I will say there's one thing that I think that definitely needs to be investigated a little bit here, is that this kid, Thompson's kid, was apparently in jail, supposed to be in jail for 8 years in California and got out fairly quickly. That should be looked at, but we don't have anything to do with that. That's California. I mean, it's the idea that, why aren't you out there yelling at California? Because I can't do anything about California. I live in Minnesota. So, yeah, I have an investigation. Take a look at that. That's the case. I mean, I also had, you know, it's funny because I've kind of tied these trolls up into knots, and they just lose their patience. And, you know, you guys are the ones that are trying desperately to try to make your love of sensational things, specifically sensational things that look, make a DFLer look bad. I'm just calling you out on it. And I'm calling out the racist standard here that, once again, as we're on Juneteenth here and we're talking about, you know, trying to, you know, still make amends for what has happened in this country. The reality is that this would not be you. The video footage, if it did exist, of five white suburban women getting killed, even, you know, regardless of if it was a DFLer's car or not, I don't think would be posted because, you know, you would actually stop and think about, wait, is there really a news quality to this? And there really isn't. And it doesn't help the victims. It doesn't help their families. It's not about truth because, once again, you don't want to post other videos out there. It's not about just, I do it with both political parties. No, of course you won't. You already haven't. And it's not because the video footage was just out there. No, someone's leaked this video footage in. Oh, so I mean, there's all these problems. But if I can say, one thing that is an absolute delight is once again to watch Republican politicians who, for some reason, feel as if the most important thing that they do every day is be an internet troll. And this, Republicans, this is the reason why you're not going to be winning anytime soon. Because that's not an exaggeration. You have too many Republican politicians who would rather be internet trolls than actually care for the people of their district, the people of the state. They don't care. They love the attention they get from the small group of supporters they have when they throw out a zinger up online. And they do it all the time. I get this, Elliot Engen. I mean, who looks like he's eight. He's a Republican. He came after me today. Walter Hudson. I have never seen a politician who hates me, clearly hates me as much as he does, but can't get enough of my Twitter feed. Walter, let me explain something. I don't hate you. I just don't like you. And I'm easily avoiding your Twitter feed. I could care less. You mean nothing to me. Really, that's the truth, Walter. But you guys are out there trying to... Now, let me once again be the person to break it to you. The reason why you guys are out of power right now, and I think it's going to be harder for you to get into power, is all you do is sit and scream like internet trolls. You don't offer ideas. You don't offer anything. You just attack, attack, attack. And it's fun for me because you're all idiots and I can knock you down left and right. And that's kind of how I spend a good chunk of my day. But the reality is you're kind of pathetic. And pathetic does not win elections. So good luck with all that. Hour two. That's coming up next.
Nightingale is your cozy, comfortable neighborhood restaurant in the Whittier neighborhood at 26th and Lindale. Nightingale has patio, dining room, and bar seating available. Plus, they still have takeout and delivery. Their menu has lots of delicious options like the famous Nightingale Burger and Fries, Ginger Tamari Chicken Wings, Smoked Chicken Liver Pate, and more. They're open from 5 p.m. to 1 a.m. daily with their full menu until midnight. So make the friendly neighborhood Nightingale your go-to restaurant in South Minneapolis. Place an order, make a reservation, and more at nightingalempls.com.
Power Radio Hour.
Hi, this is Paul Metza. Thanks for listening to the Wall of Power Radio Hour for the last 5 years on AM 950. We air every Saturday night at 6 p.m. We have artists, musicians, private detectives, Paul.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.